Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What is it, 10 years of that play?
That's right.
This place is vibrating.
One of the great lines by Denny. Less than a month till he gets married.
That's right.
Woo!
Can't wait for that day.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Confirmed. Going to get... Gonna cut some rug.
Love you. Gonna dance?
Oh, come on, man. It's a wedding.
We got back-to-back weddings this in November on weekends, guys.
Yeah, we got Nathan, and then we got Denny.
Denny. Yeah. That's gonna be so fun.
We'll continue to break up this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
News throughout the day that came out of the NBA from Shams and Pablo Torre.
That's right.
About the Eastern District of New York and the FBI investigating a gambling probe involving Terry Rozier as one who was arrested this morning. The news conference comes at 9 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock Eastern. As we dive through that information, one thing we do know is that we can expect to see Trey Smith back at right guard this weekend, or I guess Monday night against Washington.
Yeah, it's good. Well, today it's good. Like yesterday, had the conversation about Trey Smith. I said, "What are you guys thinking?" And it was, "Yeah, we think he's gonna be fine." Okay, oh, that's great. That's great. That's a well-placed source saying they think he's gonna be okay. Again, on a Tuesday, Wednesday, however you want to look at the day, depending on, you know, if you're in the NFL or you're in real life. And we know how backs are. Like, anything can happen. You know, I don't know if you've reached that stage yet of life, Dusty, where you get out of bed and you go, ah, you know, I stepped wrong. My back is, or you sneeze and your back goes out. Have you had that yet?
Yeah, I told you that story. I blew my sciatica doing right. that.
There you go.
At 33, 5 years ago, I'll never forget the day I went numb. I tried it too. I was like, "Oh, I'm numb from the waist down. Let's see what happens." I'm kidding. Yeah. But no, it was a sneeze. I was laying on my back. I sneezed at like 9:30 in the morning, and a bolt of lightning went from my shoulder on my right side all the way down to my right heel. Lost all feeling in my leg and arm for like 3 days.
It's awful, right? And so those are back injuries. Mac, have you had that situation yet? Have you reached that age where you're like, "Oh, my back! I don't know why it hurts." Probably not quite yet.
No, but yes. I'm more sore and I get pain easier. But no, not just like out of nowhere. Step wrong. Ah, what the hell?
Right. Yeah. But that's
that to look forward to.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, that's what a back is, though. You know, you'd be fine right now, and then all of a sudden you sit wrong, and it's gone. So as of yesterday, like, yeah, we think he's going to be fine. And then as the week will progress, we'll continue to update you. You know, on Trey, I'm sure Andy will have a conference about it today at some point where he'll say, "Listen, time's yours. Trey's going to be okay, we think." And we'll get moving in the right direction. So as of now, I don't think, as fans, I don't think we have anything to worry about with Trey Smith is what I'm trying to say. I think it's going to be okay.
Good.
Good to know. Because that offensive line's got to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be open and honest, and I know this is probably going to make a lot of people mad that are Chiefs fans, but my dad, probably the best teacher in my life, and always told me to go by the verse of Matthew 23:12. Not to get biblical here, but the verse in layman's terms is, "He who is exalted shall be humbled, he who is humbled shall be exalted," right? You can kind of guess what those words mean. If you don't know what they mean, I'm sorry. Basically, those who are arrogant will be, you know, brought to shame at the end, and those who are, you know, non-arrogant and humble will, you know, live an exalted, you know, life after. In 2021, the Chiefs were probably the best team we've seen, right? That was the game where Tyreek Hill pulled the Shannon Sharp and said, "They need to bring more, they can't hold me," right? They were cloud nine in it, right? And then throughout the end of the season, lineman down, lineman down, lineman down. And we found out that you can't play football with a bunch of backup linemen because Mahomes ran for his life in that Super Bowl with Shayla. What, they lose 33-9?
I don't even
like
remember
that?
What the hell that score was, but yeah, it was right. Something. It was a waxing. Yeah.
But they lost in that Super Bowl in blowout fashion.
You didn't have to watch the second half, if I remember.
Oh, no. No, they scored at the end of the first half because I think Mahomes threw an interception, then Brady went down, scored a touchdown.
And Tyron lost his mind, and it was over.
It was checked
and then
out.
That halftime show took place, and we're still trying to find the weekend.
Yeah, he was all different places in that whole halftime show. But again, like, you know, you rode in that team. It was, you know, an arrogant team. I'm going to be honest with you. That was a very arrogant team. And as a, you know, person who did late night television, late night radio, I was part of that arrogant trance. Like, they can't beat us. They're going to go win back-to-back titles. And they're completely embarrassed in the Super Bowl.
I was the conductor. I'll just give you that. Okay.
And so I don't want this season to be that season. And obviously, Josh Simmons not part of the team right now. That story is everybody's on the same page with that. When it develops, it develops. Yeah, it's been nice seeing Jalen Moore fill in well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been nice not hearing number 74 on a penalty call. And Caliendo spot start, and now Trey Smith with a back injury, which I am terrified of back injuries, especially for an offensive lineman.
Of course.
Can be good, like you had mentioned in your analogy earlier. It can be good on a Monday morning. You can wake up Thursday morning, sneeze, and all of a sudden, flare up. And this team has put on a show in the last 4 out of the last 5 weeks. But let's be real, okay? Let's be real for a minute. It's okay to be a humble Chiefs fan right now because we all remember last February getting absolutely embarrassed once again in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we went into that Super Bowl going, "Why are people taking Philadelphia? Like, what is Philadelphia?" And then we go into the game and we're like, "Yeah, we're screwed." It was over at halftime, just like it was in that Tampa Bay game.
And it was over when I spilled the coffee on Matt Derrick.
100%. And when you look at that, like you go out of that game and yeah, you're mad, you're pissed off, and you think to yourself, "Man, like maybe I was giving us too much credit. I'll never let it happen again." And there's some of us out there that are doing that exact thing where you're getting too exalted. Because let's be honest, we bring up the stat that Buffalo has only beaten teams with like a 3-26 record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever. They're at least in the playoffs right now. The Chiefs are not.
Right.
And when you look at the Chiefs, four of their last five wins, we'll walk through it. The Giants, they did not have Jackson Dart. It was Russell Wilson. We all know Russell Wilson is ass. He's not a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. They played Baltimore. Baltimore was completely dismantled on defense. Lamar Jackson didn't finish the game. You boat raced him 37-20. That last whatever garbage time touchdown from Justice Hill, if you want to count, it counts. But you still won by 17. You then looked like ass against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Your kicker kicked it out of bounds. You gave up, you know, you missed an opportunity, an interception, 13 penalties. You lost that game.
Yeah.
You beat Detroit, who had backups all over the field on defense, and they were playing with a third string left tackle. And you beat the Raiders yesterday, and the Raiders are, what, the second, third worst team in football? And
between them and the Dolphins for two.
Right? I mean, we know it's the Jets.
Jets got this thing.
And then you can have an argument whether it's the Browns, the Raiders, the Dolphins, oh my.
Yeah.
And I think that it's okay. Look, you can be a fan of however you want to be. Like, Dusty, look at the point differential. In the last 2 weeks, they've outscored their opponent 61-17. Take it back even further. In the last 3 weeks, they've outscored their team. They've outscored their opponents, you know, 86 or 90. What is it? 92 to whatever. And yeah, that's great. But if we're going to have that same argument for Buffalo, we have to have the same argument for Kansas City, because Kansas City is going to play Washington this Monday night, and they're not going to have Marcus Mariota, or they're not going to have Jaden Daniels. They're going to have Marcus Mariota. The Chiefs should handle business, and they probably will. And I could see this game being another 31-12 type of game. But again, it's going to come down to Buffalo. It's going to come down to that game. And I think it's okay to look back and say, if we do this for Buffalo, we can do this for Kansas City, because Kansas City has not beaten a good team or a healthy team really in this stretch of four of the last five games. And I just want to make sure that, remember, they lost offensive linemen before. The team the whole season was great, and they got humbled. Last year, they won a lot of close games. Hey, it's fine. Just win, just win, just win. And then humbled in the Super Bowl. Now they're back running. The offense looks great. But in reality, who have they played? And I think it's okay to come back a little bit of a level and be like, let's just get to January. Let's just, you know, let everybody have their talk. Let everybody do their thing. But again, Mariota playing Monday night does not tell me anything that this team is 100% the most dominant team in the NFL.
Well, I'll say, you know, everybody's got injuries in the NFL. Like every team is banged up. Every team has got suspended players. Every team, who knows what's going to happen today with this investigation, like what names are going to be in that thing too, which may factor in, you know, we don't know. But, you know, are people making that same kind of conversation about the Chiefs when they lost those first two games of the year? Like, you didn't really beat the Chiefs, Los Angeles. You didn't really beat the Chiefs, Philadelphia. You took advantage of the Chiefs that were injured and suspended at that point in time, which is, hey, it's not who you play, as I say, it's when you play them. And things are just happening to fall right now, you know, for the Chiefs, where they're getting that opportunity to play some of these banged up teams and to kind of make some hay with that. And I'm never going to look at that and go, okay, you know, you refute that, or you say, no, we'd rather play you full strength, come back in a couple of weeks or something like that. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's a fair comp to make if we're saying it about Buffalo, which we are. At least I am saying it about Buffalo. Like, I'm just not impressed by them, but it's just like I'm impressed by the Chiefs over the last 4 weeks. Like, for me, the Detroit game wasn't about the offense. It was about the way that defense held all of those skill position players down. I mean, I thought that was just an awesome performance. And to shut somebody out in the NFL, even though it is the Raiders, it's still a big deal. It's only the first time that Andy Reid's ever done that in 26 years of being an NFL head coach. And so I thought that was kind of impressive. But I understand what you're saying. They haven't beaten the world's beaters. But you know what? You start to stack these wins, you gain that confidence. And then when you do have those big games against those big teams, you're like, I feel really good about where we are. It's all a brainwash type thing.
Right. And I mean, it's not about the fact that you're playing teams that are being injured. It's the fact that, you know, people look at the Chiefs and they're like, oh man, this offense is,
but they're also blowing those teams
and
out
that's,
too.
That's a fair point, because the point differential will give you that. And, you know, you lose to Trevor Lawrence and the Jags and they've fallen flat, you know, the last couple of weeks.
Their last eight quarters have been like, how do we lose to these guys?
It makes you wonder,
yeah,
like, which version of the Chiefs are you? I mean, and again, I think the Chiefs are good. I think the Chiefs will be in the playoffs. I think the Chiefs will be a Super Bowl contender, obviously. But I think it's okay to just sit back and be like, yeah, we've got things going. The cylinders are pumping. But in reality, like, come on, let's look at who they've actually beaten and who they played.
Right.
And again, I think that you can hold those sort of takes, because then it makes it that much sweeter if you do go to Buffalo and you do eat Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. If they crush Buffalo,
then it's like, okay, this team is legit. Like, you can say whatever you want at this point. But I think right now it's okay to be like, man, they did just get blown out in the Super Bowl last time. The last time the offense was rolling like this, it was 2021. They lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay because they didn't have offensive linemen. And now we're seeing two of your starting offensive linemen, one not there, one possibly could not be there. And you play a team in Washington this week that's going to be without their starting quarterback. So
yeah,
I think it's okay to maintain low tones. But again, I'm glad to see that they are winning by the point differential that they are winning.
They're crushing these teams. If they were winning these games 22 to 14 or 50 or something, you know, and you're going, it looks good. The eye test for me is passing. That's why I'm all in on this thing, and let's get this thing rolling in the right direction.
Coming up on the other side, we get to Ben Maller, plus we get to Mac Morey with one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by the Ben Maller Chicken Tenders. Easy enough for me to say at the Landing in Liberty, and of course, the big pretzel we got named after me as well. It's a perfect combination, Ben, almost like the Kansas City Chiefs being back as the best football team in the NFL again. The tenders at the Landing, the Chiefs the best in the NFL. What could be better?
They wanted to remind everyone, Bob, that this is what it's like when you're bad, but it's like a fake opening. You know, sometimes you go to a movie, it's like a fake opening, and you think you know where the movie's going, and then all of a sudden, surprise! And it's like, it's great. So, yeah, the Chiefs look wonderful. It also helps the Raiders gave up last week. That also helps. I'd like to thank the Raiders for some wasting fuel to get to Kansas City. But, no, it's wonderful. And now the gambling market's adjusted, too, as the Chiefs are a massive favorite in that game against the Washington Commanders this weekend. So it's great. And no one took advantage of that. That's the thing. We thought the Chargers had taken advantage of it because they got off to the great start. And now they've been ravaged by injuries. Buffalo's lost a couple games in a row. The way this could have gone for the Chiefs, they could have been in some serious trouble here. Baltimore's terrible. Like, everyone who was supposed to be good, they've all had issues. So it's everything's lined up perfectly for the Chiefs. And it's a very bizarre season. I look back through some of the archive stuff that I have, because I'm a loser and I keep everything in my email account. You got to go back 15 years to find an NFL season like this, where all the favorites have multiple losses to begin the year. And then you have a team like the Colts, who I saw them in person. They're good. I still don't take them seriously. They're the upstart team this year. So it's been a wacky year. But yeah, everything's lined up for the Chiefs, considering how bad they looked. Just kind of mediocre for a couple weeks there.
Well, yeah, and that's why, you know, you got to get all your guys back. You got to get healthy. And now they're the favorite to win the West. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is the favorite to win the MVP. And this is a team that technically, as of today, isn't even in the playoffs, yet they're the favorite in everything.
Yeah, that's life comes at you quick, right? Isn't that the line from the movie? You better pay attention because life comes at you fast. And so, yeah, at this point, you look at through the schedule, and they still have some tough games. It's not like it's going to be just a cakewalk. You're not going to win every game 31-0 like that. And it could have been worse, right? That could have been worse than 31-0. They let the foot off the pedal last week. So, I don't know what more to add other than, hey, right now, as long as you keep Mahomes upright and all that, you're fine.
I want to bring this up because I find that we do this with Buffalo here in Kansas City. And I want to see what your take is on this, or if you are a complete Kansas City homer. So with the Buffalo Bills, we look at their record. I think the teams they've beaten are combined like 3-24, whatever that record is. It's not good. It's egregiously terrible. So the Chiefs have won four of their last five games, right? They beat the Giants pre-Jackson Dart. They beat the Ravens, who were completely dismantled, no ping pong table, no video games. They lose to the Jaguars, and they give up 31 points. Then they beat the Lions, who have a completely busted secondary, completely injury out, you know, defense. And then they beat the Raiders, who everybody knows are probably the third to second worst team in the NFL. And now they're going to play a Commanders team that's going to throw out Marcus Mariota. Will that narrative be there for the Chiefs? Because all I'm hearing is that the Chiefs are back. The Chiefs are the best offense. But when you look at their schedule and you look at who they've beaten in the last 5 weeks, a lot of injured teams.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not a homer. Okay. I love when it comes to the chicken fingers at the landing,
there you go.
I'm a homer. And the pretzel, that giant, I'm jealous. I love the chicken, but I'm jealous of the pretzel Bob's got. That thing's massive. It's the size. I got a big head. It's the size of my head. But no, it will absolutely be brought up, Dusty. Every man, woman, and child knows. Because when we get to the point where we're looking at the teams, who's legit and who's not, people say, well, the Chiefs, yeah, but. Remember Mike Martz had that famous rant when he was coaching the Rams? Yeah, but. It was the yeah, but rant. And so the yeah, but thing will pop up where people say, yeah, but, you know, this and that and the other thing. I just don't think that matters. Any way you can get to the playoffs and – you know, it doesn't matter in there. Like, if you win the Super Bowl at the end, it's like, well, no one's going to go back and say, well, yeah, but your strength of schedule wasn't that good. You didn't beat anyone, you know, this, that, and the other. But in the moment, it is absolutely going to be brought up because we all have shows to do and we all need to come up with hot takes. So that's a solid hot take. That'll get reaction out of people. And I guarantee you that Rex Ryan, for example, on TV already has that in his back pocket, ready to bring that one out.
I mean, I've believed for years, Ben, that I would be better than 50% of these NFL coaches, and I will take that to the grave, you know, because I think most of them are idiots. And then they go on TV, like you mentioned Rex Ryan. I mean, that guy is stupid. I mean, the fact that that guy was running an NFL operation makes you wonder how they even had any success there in New York, because I think Rex Ryan has forgot more about football than I know.
I see that all over the place. Now, maybe it's just we're getting older, Bob, and we look around and we think, well, these guys are idiots, but I get the sense. In every business, I remember we talked about when I was younger, my parents were the Peter principle, right? Like these guys get to their highest level of incompetence. And I guess in the NFL, it's head coach. And then if you're actually good and you know what you're doing, like Andy Reid or a few of these guys, Sean McVay with the Rams, the guys, you're so much smarter than everyone else because there's a bunch of, like, what is the interview process like? I'd love to know, like, be a fly in the room when they're interviewing these guys. Like, what are they talking about? Like, where to get the best orange chicken? Like, what are they discussing? I don't understand.
Ben, when you look at the NFL game tonight, Chargers, Vikings, I don't really know what really sticks out other than the fact that Chargers were favorites. They're wearing the 1995 jerseys, I think, when they were in the Super Bowl with, like, Natron Means and was it Chris Chandler? Stan Humphries. That's the guy's name. You look at the Chargers. Who are and what are the Chargers if you could give me, like, your best accurate description of who the Chargers are?
The Chargers are a hot mess. They're an ambulance right now. That's what the Chargers are. They have no offensive lineman. They're playing backups of backups of backups. By the way, fun fact, Dusty, I got my start in radio in San Diego. That year, the Chargers went to the Super Bowl and got absolutely pasted by the 49ers. I don't know that I'd bring those uniforms back. By the way, our station did about 3 weeks, even though there was only a two-week gap between the Super Bowl. They had like 3 weeks of programming for the Chargers and all that year. But the Chargers are a hot mess. Herbert is getting pressured. He's not handling it. Nobody really handles pressure that well. So he's getting killed. The Vikings have a very good defense. And so it does look like the Vikings are the right side in that game tonight. I got a little Benny versus the Penny thing on YouTube. I futz around with that. The only thing that scares you is the Vikings have been terrible on Thursday night. Although Carson Wentz, here's a fun fact, Dusty, if you're a gambler. Carson Wentz in his career has played 7 Thursday night games. His record is 6-1 against the spread. So he's been very good with the teams he's played with on Thursday night. Although the Vikings have not. I think the Vikings have a better defense than the Chargers are. Because of all the linemen they have out, they have no healthy running back. They're playing like their third string running back right now. It's ugly. They got absolutely boat raced by the Colts last week. It was like the Harvard boat race. It was disgusting for them.
Do the same for the Denver Broncos now. What do you think about them? I'm not sold on Denver at all. They've just been kind of a little Chiefs-like from last year, finding ways to win games at the end.
Yeah, I think the Broncos' defense is good. I just think I look at the quarterback and I see regression. The Bo Show, I'm not feeling the Bo Show. I realize that sounds ridiculous when he looked like John Elway last week against the Giants in the fourth quarter with some help from the idiot kicker who got fired by the Giants and all that stuff. But yeah, Bo Nix has been very shaky, inconsistent, and you know, the Broncos look like a middle of the pack type team. Like they're going to win 9 or 10 games, something like that, and they'll be right there. But they're not dominant. And I do think their defense is legit, though. And they lead the world in sacks, which is, you guys know, is like a massive a massive thing. They say a stat is half a turnover, or a sack rather, is half a turnover if you from a game winning standpoint and all that stuff. But yeah, the Broncos, I guess they're a middling team, 9-10, maybe they win 11 games, something like that.
All right, Ben, we had a great kind of showdown this week. Woody Johnson, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson versus Sean Payton. Which one of those feuds, you know, gets you the best?
I love the fact that the owner came out and said, if our quarterback could only complete a forward pass, how great is that? I mean, that is freaking great. And some of the stories that have come out in the tabloids in New York about how, like, Woody Johnson had a personal beef with Aaron Rodgers because of a food truck. I heard something about that. Like, it's like this is the dumbest stuff. You didn't bring the quarterback back because he paid for a food truck that you got. I mean, it's the stupidest stuff. You can't make this stuff up. It's all a sitcom, except that these guys are all billionaires and millionaires and all that. It's the, you know, and the fact that the Jets, and again, you talked about how dumb a lot of these people are working for these teams who make these decisions. Like, I do an overnight show. I knew that Justin Fields with the Bears. I used to send you propaganda, Bob. Remember, I would send you stuff about how bad Justin Fields was historically in the history of the NFL. And he then goes to Pittsburgh. He gets benched for Russell Wilson, who's washed up. So he's failed in two cities. And the Jets are like, oh, we'll give him a chance. He'll be fine with us. I mean, it's like, come on. I love that story. And also, they're both great stories because Russell Wilson, you know that he had that thing that he sent on X in draft mode for probably a day. And he's like, should I send it? I shouldn't send it. He sent it. It's like, I remember reading when I was in school about Abraham Lincoln, who had, of all people, I bet you didn't think I'd bring Abraham Lincoln's name up on the show, but Abraham Lincoln used to write these nasty, before email, they didn't have email. Funny enough, Abe did not have email, but he'd write these really nasty emails, or letters rather, at his desk. And then he'd put them in the envelope, and he'd close the envelope, and he wrote, do not send, and he'd put them in a drawer, and that's it. But he'd write the letter, and Russ, he sent it. He sent it out, which is, hey, it's great for us. We're talk shows. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Ben, kind of but like also Sean Payton's kind of a jerk. Like Sean Payton is like the one guy that gets a pass for some reason, right? Like Sean Payton's kind of a Richard. Not kind of, he is. And like I don't buy it. Like I don't buy Sean Payton. Like Sean Payton has a very punchable face. Like I feel like if you remember Silly Putty, I'm old enough to be in there where you could push it on the newspaper and then you'd scratch it out, you could see the face on it. I feel like somebody did that with Kenny Chesney, and that's Sean Payton. Either way, real quickly, your Dodgers in the World Series, I think it's over in 5 games, by the way. Are they the better team? Is it the Dodgers? If you could go back and do this, would you rather the 2025 Dodgers or Murderers Row in the 1927 Yankees?
Well, I know the Dodgers have made more money than the Yankees did back in those days. They're well compensated. They have two planes when they go on the road, one for the players and one for the traveling party, the media, and all that. So it's they're definitely spoiled.
Is that that's real?
Yes, they travel with two planes. Since they got Otani, and I actually traveled back in the day with the Dodgers, and we had one plane. But they have
loser.
I know. I mean,
it's a 25-man roster. The planes seat well over 150.
They have so many players that are so the wealth the Dodgers have is insane. I'm telling you, you can look it up. I'm not making that up. I have one of my old producers travels with the Dodgers. He's their radio guy, and they have two planes. The media goes on one. The coaches, you know, the players and the coaches are on one. Everyone else, you know, all the support staff, trainers or whatever, they're on the, unless they need to help the players, are on the other plane. So it's crazy. So yeah, I didn't think the Dodgers were going to be in this position. Their bullpen is absolutely atrocious, and I blame the Phillies and the Milwaukee Brewers for not taking advantage of that. This is a tremendous weakness. If you know, we do ifs and buts, if Toronto can get into that bullpen, you like their chances. But the starting pitchers have gone 7 innings, and they found Suzuki, who's been good. And so, yeah, I agree with you, Dusty. I think if this thing goes more than 5, they've done something terribly wrong with the Dodgers.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the World Series. Enjoy Charles Barkley on ESPN, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. Mac, take it away.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
3. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin. What a morning of news. Scratch all of the One Word during y'all's Ben Maller interview. Chauncey Billups has now been arrested by the FBI.
Oh, and what's he do?
What does he do now?
He's the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, boy.
Active head coach.
Oh, boy. So they just arrested a Terry Rozier was arrested first this morning. He plays for the Heat, active.
Yep.
And now they just arrested a current NBA head coach. This, of course, allegedly is a gambling slash poker ring that is going on. The state of New York, Eastern District, which is the city, will have a press conference at 9 a.m. with the head of who's ever running this.
Cash Patel.
I know his name, but I don't remember what he is.
FBI
like the DA.
Director.
Oh, he's the director of the FBI.
Yes, he is the director of the FBI.
Oh, really?
And he's running this.
Oh.
So we aren't done yet.
So we got other names, though. Oh, yeah. The head of the FBI is in on this.
He's in charge of this.
One word on this is one I'm not allowed to say, and it starts with an F.
You're F.
My one word is electric, because, I mean, we went from, man, is anybody's name going to be recognizable other than Terry Rozier? I don't know. 5 minutes later, hold my beer, Bob Fesco. Chauncey Billups. Oh, what's he do? Head coach of a professional NBA team.
And a Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame, yeah.
Holy smokes, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a bomb of a news day.
Man, so far we've got Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups arrested, according to ESPN.
And they have reopened the investigation of Malik Beasley, which previously they said that was
closed.
That was closed.
Who has? The feds or the NBA?
The feds. Okay. The NBA closed that investigation. The FBI is now saying, nah, we're gonna reopen that one up.
Is this going to affect the way that you kind of look at prop bets now in the NBA?
I mean, for sure.
I am going to bet Jokic tonight to get a triple-double because Chauncey Billups told me to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chauncey Billups arrested as a sitting head coach in the NBA.
Legitimately one of the crazier sports stories.
Who's next?
That's exactly right. We're all on pins and needles waiting to find out.
We only have an hour to go, guys. Yep. At 9 o'clock Central Time, they will hold this press conference. I mean, do we carry that thing live? I don't know.
I was going to ask you that off the air, but I was thinking we maybe.
I don't know. We'd have to talk to Spectre about that, quite honestly.
That works,
if that's the right thing to do. Well, other stations just put the TV on the air anytime they want, so we can as well. But it would be something to talk about and see if we start to get more juicy names of guys that have been arrested, like I don't know who, you know. But, I mean, this is just the beginning, folks.
We'll keep you updated on that as the morning goes along right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Speaking of Kansas City sports, the Chiefs' big Monday night game. We now know they are not going against Jaden Daniels, the stud new quarterback in his second year. Marcus Mariota, we know that name. Yeah, he is horrible. Thanks, Sean.
He's horrible.
One word on Mariota being the starting quarterback.
Fine. Go beat his ass. You know, I'm good with that. And look. I'm not one of these guys that wants to play the best all the time. I just want to win games, get to the Super Bowl, and see what we can do, right? So any opportunity along the way of an NFL season where you can catch a break, because the Chiefs gave the Chargers and the Eagles breaks in the first 2 weeks of the season. They gave Jacksonville a pretty big break as well. I'm all about taking advantage of breaks that we get in the schedule.
Advantage would be my number one word of that. Take advantage of the situation. Marcus Mariota. Decent, not great. Your defense should be able to put him in a swarm and just keep going. And then you get that big one against Buffalo. And then if you can boat race Buffalo, then you can go into the bye week feeling really, really good about yourself. So, yeah, you have an advantage of playing a backup quarterback. Not that Daniels would have worried me more so, but worried me more than Marcus Mariota because I believe that Scary Terry and Debo Samuel will both be back in this game. So.
Some big games this weekend, one of which Sunday Night Football, Packers, Steelers. Aaron Rodgers going to visit his old
No,
team.
He's not. It's in Pittsburgh. That sucks. I thought it was in Green Bay, too.
Oh, you're right. It is in Pittsburgh.
It sucks. Like, it does take a lot away.
It's still cool, but it's not as cool. But what would be cool is what Jordan Love wants. He wants a jersey swap after the game with his old mentor, the guy that he sat behind for 3+ years, obviously with probably the greatest quarterback in their franchise's history right now, Aaron Rodgers. One word on what would be a pretty cool jersey swap.
Honestly, for me, I got him, so I'm going to say it. Goosebumps. I think that is the coolest jersey swap that you could possibly do.
He's so cool.
How cool would that be? You know, the passing of the torch, so to speak. Finally, passing the torch to Jordan Love because he really didn't do that when he was there. I think it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just class. It would be the one word. You know, you could have your judgment about whatever and whoever, but at the end of the day, like, buy a food truck for your team because your other guy took it away from you. Hey, by the way, here's a jersey for you as well.
Yeah, closure too. You know, that's good for Love, probably.
Yeah, a little bit of closure for everybody involved, but just a cool gesture, man. I think it's really awesome.
I hope it happens.
I do too.
I think it will.
Yeah. I hope Aaron allows it to happen.
Yeah, I hope it's not like a close Pittsburgh loss and he's like, eh, screw you.
I kind of think we've seen a different type of Aaron.
We really have.
We're watching a happy winning Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. I actually like him.
New York, whoa. New York was, that might be bigger than the Shams drop today.
Exactly. Breaking
Terry
news.
Rozier heading a gambling ring. Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, is arrested. And Bob Fesco likes Aaron Rodgers. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Breaking news in the sports world for those of you that are just now joining us. Ding it to you, but make sure you go back and watch the show. Breaking news in the NBA. Gambling probe investigated from the Eastern District of New York and the FBI. They have arrested two names so far that we know of. Terry Rozier, guard for the Miami Heat, and head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups. That is real news, and you're hearing it here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. What a absolute banger of a morning when news like this drops.
I mean, a sitting NBA head coach, Dusty. We're not talking about some ancillary player that's making the league minimum that's trying to go out there and sneak a few extra bucks by, you know, shooting bricks or not getting rebounds or whatever the case may be. We are talking about a sitting NBA head coach that has been arrested in a gambling / poker ring that in an hour and 11 minutes, Cash Patel, the head of the FBI, will be holding a press conference on. And so, it's going to be unbelievable. I think we probably should take that live as well, just to kind of at least the opening statement to hear, you know, what they're going to say, who's involved in this thing and who else they're going to go after, you know, throughout this process. And does it involve more than the NBA? And I think for a lot of people right now, especially here in Kansas City, where we don't have an NBA team, but we do have a baseball team, we do have a football team. Or anybody from those sports involved? Is this strictly NBA? Are there college players involved in this as well? Are there famous celebrities involved in this? You hear Poker Ring. I told you Molly's Game. Go watch that movie. Kind of set you up for
foreshadowing
what's going to happen a little bit today. And that's based on a true story. I mean, it's been happening in this country for a very long time with this illegal gambling and all this kind of stuff. But I mean, now that it's legal and you can just do it from your phone and have easy access to it and whatnot, it is a game changer. I mean, people have feared about this. We saw a manager last week, 2 weeks ago, Mike Schilt in San Diego. One of the reasons he retired is he was tired of getting harassed by gamblers. That forced a Major League Baseball manager to retire from the game. One of the reasons he was tired of getting harassed by gamblers.
A couple others, very expensive roster that did nothing.
But I mean, he talked about he was losing his hair, the stress, and then be like all those things just kind of added up to him going, all right, I'm walking away. From this.
I lose my hair and I stress when I gamble.
Yeah,
which I'll gamble tonight on Carson Wentz because I'm a sicko.
But also though, but you're not involved in the game. It doesn't matter.
You don't know that.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter what
Dusty's
you,
game.
I'm Q's
do.
Bench coach.
Yeah.
Jack, keep striking out, man. Everybody's got your over because I keep plugging on the air. Yeah. I'm fading you.
But I mean, like, if you're a fan of the Portland Trailblazers, now your coach has been arrested for this.
That's right.
I mean, are we going to have lawsuits now against the Portland Trailblazers or other people come out there that we paid good money to go watch these games and now we find out they're frauds? Mm-hmm. All of these games that we've been paying good money to go see play to try to watch you guys win. It's all been fraudulent. It's all been fake.
More like Portland Jailblazers.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
But seriously, like, are we gonna see class action lawsuits now against these teams that were, you know, doing this illegal activity that you could say, that's not the product that I paid for. That's a bait and switch. And so I know if I were a fan that was at some of these games, I'd be calling up there going, hey, that's not what I paid for.
That's weird. I just got an email from DraftKings. It says, sorry, you gambled on the NBA the last two nights and lost $40. Here's a free 50 bucks. No, I'm kidding. But we do have to do it. If you hear this sound in the next 4 minutes.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
I really hope somebody's window's down at Quick Trip getting gas and that just played.
Okay, they're now saying the Billups arrest is not reportedly tied to games he coached.
Oh, okay, cool. He's still arrested.
He's still arrested. He's still sitting NBA head coach.
It is at the end of the 7 o'clock hour, so we do the Smasher Path segment brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. So you want to be caller number 8. It's week 8 in the NFL, so it is caller number 8. Got to call up, say, Mac, you're awesome. You're a better NBA analyst than Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier.
Awesome.
Now, the first one I say, you guys, because I don't know, are we all, I feel like Jello shots are moment in time. You're at the lake. Here comes Betsy. She's coming down. Hardly ever drinks, but she made some delicious Jello shots. These look fantastic.
These look amazing.
They are caramel apple Jello shots.
Yeah.
So it's green apple Jello, caramel. Whew. That's it. So you make the Jello, you put the caramel on top in one of those squeeze bottles, throw them in the fridge. They look just like the caramel apple sucker. Smash. Sign me up on Halloween, man. You want to be a good neighbor? And you got all those people walk around with their kids.
Ooh, yeah.
Make about 50 Jello shots, caramel apple style. Be like, hey, Frank and, and Ella, you want to come over here and have one of these? I know you're going to go another couple blocks. Oh, these are great. I would definitely smash a caramel apple Jello shot.
Yeah, I think so, too. That looks really good. Now, what kind of liquor are you guys using with that?
Everclear.
Because they say use your favorite green apple flavored alcohol.
Oh, apple pucker?
Apple pucker. You going with apple jack? It's just apple pucker, bro. It's like hot damn, but apple flavored.
It's, okay. Yeah, it's like what they use for apple teenies. It's like the green liquor. I think
yes, I've had this. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I think at least I've seen
it. It tastes like one of those blow pops, you know, the sour apple, you know, blow pops. That's what it tastes like.
Well, that's perfect then.
Yeah.
You never had an apple teeny?
I don't think so.
They're not bad. You just need one. They're very tart, but they're not bad.
I like a chocolate teeny.
Chocolate teeny?
It's one sip and it's gone. I'm like, all right, give me another one.
So that was 3/4 chocolate decadence.
It's just like a chocolate martini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chocolate, chocolate liquor and vodka.
It's basically like a mudslide with your pinky out.
It's not, though, because there's no cream or thickness. It's just a chocolate liquor and vodka basically is what it is.
Yeah, I used to make chocolate decadence at Jack Stack.
What came in that?
It was like a chocolate liqueur. It was, I think, another one. I can't remember the full recipe. And then we would shake it heavy over ice. And then you would take, like, the Hershey bottle and drizzle the inside of the
martini.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
And then, pour it in there. Oh, man, it was, yeah. The espresso martini got born, and it's still running wild.
I love the espresso martini, too.
Hand in glove in downtown Lee's Summit, one of the best.
The problem is, I need about 10.
Yeah. You don't.
And I don't, but that's who I am, right? Yeah. Plate of wings. I eat them all.
Because martinis are just shots in a cool glass. Just always remember that.
That's a good way to look
at it.
That's
all they are, man.
They really are because,
I'm like, Margaret, you've had 3 martinis, and I know who they are because I'm making them. They're very strong. The other one is a marinated pickled cheese. This looks great. It's sliced up little cheese. In between, it's like a cheddar and like a Gouda or a pepper jack is what it looks like. And then they made like a pickle relish and put it over the top of the cheese slices.
I'm not in on that one.
Ooh, daddy.
She called it like a pickle vinaigrette, which I liked. It made it more smashable.
It almost looks like a pickle chimichurri.
Yes, exactly like that. I like it. I'm in.
Yeah, I think I would probably like the garnish that they put in the pickle stuff. I'm not in on that cheese.
On the
cheese? It's like cheddar cheese with like cream cheese in the middle. It's like cheddar cheese, cream cheese sandwiches almost, right?
And then they put the pickle chimichurri over the top. Now you put that over like a deviled egg.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Man, that would be good over a deviled egg.
Oh, my.
Where are you on deviled ham? I got a recipe this morning for deviled ham. I'm like, ugh.
I don't know what that is.
I don't think I know what that is.
It has the word devil in it, so I don't know if I want deviled ham.
But you like deviled eggs.
I just call them eggs. No, I'm kidding. That is true. And I didn't like deviled eggs until about 4 years ago.
Yeah, deviled ham, ew. I'm out.
I would imagine, I've never had deviled ham, but I can only imagine it's probably mayonnaise, mustard, some of this pickle stuff as well that gives you the devil and the deviled eggs and chunks of ham.
You want to use a shortcut, you can use spam.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
Let me ask you guys this. I asked Dusty this going to break earlier when we were headed towards the bathroom. Do you think Binkley has ever had a vegetable other than corn or potatoes?
I bet he's smashed some green beans. Jolly Green Giant, scoop of butter, scoop of bacon grease in a pot.
Green bean
casserole.
He'll
be here about 5 minutes. He'll ask.
Green bean casserole, that's probably a vegetable to him.
I don't know if he eats green bean casserole.
Damn.
I don't really mess around with mushrooms much, Dustman. You should, Binkley. This one screamed Bob Fesco because I know how much you love French onion soup.
Yeah.
And why we've never thought about making this. French onion soup, mac and cheese. Is it too heavy, too creamy?
It looked too much for me.
Me too. Yeah. I was worried about just the
amount. I'm not a fan. I'm passing.
Yeah, I'm passing. It's just too creamy looking. Like, it's just all white. And as Isaac Bruce told me one time, don't eat anything white. It's not good for your body. And he's not wrong about that.
Mm. Yeah, it just looks really heavy.
I've not a chance. Yeah. I'm just not a French onion flavor.
I love French onion.
Like, yeah. I don't like French onion dip, French onion soup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love French onion soup. I like making French onion soup. The problem is it takes an hour and a half to caramelize the onions the right way.
Ugh.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
That's right. Be call number 8. Tell Mac he's awesome, that he's a better NBA analyst than anybody in the game, including Chauncey Billup and Teddy Rozier. And tell him that you love him, because you have a chance at a Booth Creek Wagyu $50 gift card, and Booth Creek Wagyu is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Is the sponsor for Smasher Pass, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Null and 135th at Metcalf, and also brought to you by Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. I'm champing at the bit to get more into this NBA story, gambling story that has taken over the world. We dive into it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
That's like horseradish.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.